Report: Jordan Neely's uncle busted in NYC for allegedly carrying knife, stolen credit cards. By Amy Furr on May 23, 2023. A man identified as Jordan Neely's uncle was reportedly arrested Monday while allegedly having stolen credit cards in his possession. According to the Daily Mail, the news comes one day after he said there should be no plea deal for the veteran accused of putting his nephew, a mentally ill homeless man, in a deadly chokehold. The Mail report continued. Christopher Neely was arrested late Monday night after running away from a police pickpocket team that confronted him at the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan, police sources said. He was wanted for a string of larcenies in Manhattan when he was approached. After police caught up with him, Neely was found with several credit and debit cards bearing other people's names, including at least one that was reportedly stolen during a prior pickpocket. He was also carrying a gravity knife, sources said. Watch: Jordan Neely protesters flood the streets, clash with NYPD. When speaking with officers, he apparently identified himself as Jordan Neely's uncle. The younger man died on May 1 during an incident on a subway train in Lower Manhattan. The suspect's charges include criminal possession of stolen property, resisting arrest, bail jumping, and unlawful possession of a weapon. The Mail article said, adding the 44-year-old Neely has more than 70 prior arrests along with two active warrants. On May 12, U.S. Marine veteran Daniel Penny turned himself into New York law enforcement to face charges of manslaughter regarding Jordan Neely's death, Breitbart News reported. Neely, a mentally ill homeless man with over 40 arrests, had allegedly been screaming threats on the F train in New York City before being wrestled to the ground and placed in a chokehold by Penny and two others, the outlet said. Video footage shows the incident unfold. The charges against Penny came after protesters demanded he be arrested. And the Mail report noted that Christopher Neely said the accused should not receive a plea deal or he will do it again. Meanwhile, a report noted Jordan Neely was among those on the city's top 50 list of at-risk homeless residents known for the severity of their issues and for not accepting help. A person who witnessed the deadly incident said she felt thankful the veteran took charge of the situation. Nobody wants to kill anybody. Mr. Penny didn't want to kill that man. You should have seen the way Mr. Penny looked. He was distraught. He was very, very, very visibly distressed. And he didn't go. He didn't run. He stayed, the person commented.